There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Yeah, everybody, welcome to The Psychic and the Doc, and I'm Dr. Pat, and I just want to tell you, we got a great show for you today. First of all, it is a live call-in show, so I just want to get you to get that down, 1-800-930-2819. And Mark and I do this segment at the top of the hour because as y'all are calling in, right, we need our producers to take a little time to get y'all organized, to have a little chat with you, and then line you up for what we are about to deliver. 1-800-930-2819. Mark, tell everybody about today's little topic.
Yeah, we got a great topic today. Are you ready for what's coming? Now, that can mean a whole lot of things. And we all know that we just went through Thanksgiving and just in a few weeks, it's Christmas. It's also going to be Hanukkah and other
holidays. Turn my globe on for you.
Now, there we go. We got the snow globe of Antioch, the sacred snow globe of Antioch. But the thing is, we all are looking toward the future with all types of feelings. You know, the world seems to be bent on destroying itself. At least, you know, that's what you see every time we read the news. Mm-hmm. But we also have to realize that not just evil is happening in the world. There is a lot of good. There are a lot of people. I would say most people in the world want the same things. And they're looking forward to a brighter future. So are you ready for what's coming? And do your decisions, do your actions today shape what is coming for you? So this is a live call-in show, and we're inviting people to call in. Certainly, I will be happy to connect callers with loved ones in spirit, and Dr. Pat will be giving her amazing and intuitive insights on helping people understand the messages. But also, if you want to call in and talk about what that means to you, are you ready for what's coming? How do you cope with life? How do you cope with the holidays?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, you know, the holidays are fun, and I grew up, you know, and all that, but other people look at Christmas as stressmas, you know, because it's a difficult time too, particularly for those of you out there who are coping with the loss of a loved one. And that's why The Psychic and the Doc, that's why we are here and we are on call and we're doing shows through the whole holiday season.
Yeah. I love that we're doing this because we're going to start to talk about this theme from now into 2024. And there's a reason we're doing it. We are trying to book Susan Miller. I'm hoping we get Susan on my show. I'm hoping we can get her here. She is world renowned. Out of every show I've ever done, like 20 years, there are two people that I've done shows with where the views have been like way off the charts, thousands. And Susan is one of them. She doesn't do readings anymore and actually doesn't do charts, but her insights into what's coming. Now, what do you think about the whole astrology thing? Well, wait a minute. Before we had astrologers, we had an understanding of the planets and we interpreted them in our own ways. I'm talking like, you know, thousands of years ago when people looked up to the sky, right? They're like, whoa, what's that? right? So we put meaning to things. What do you want this phase of 2023 to mean to you? And what do you want entering in what some people call the most prosperous and lucky year? Thank you, Jupiter, my planet. You're going to behave. 2024. My planet decided it's going to behave. And Neptune stops coming out of retrograde. I mean, there's just a lot of things people point to. But don't you feel, Mark, there's a different energy getting fired up here?
Oh, I think so. I think so. But we're also seeing, and I, you know, we try to avoid political discussion on the show, but
sometimes,
sometimes, yeah. But you can see how, I mean, there's so many aggressive personalities in control of countries, and there's all this tension. But that's only one part of it, because there's also a lot of anticipation for things to change in a more positive fashion.
Yeah.
I just wish people could understand that what Gandhi said, and this was part of my Thanksgiving message that I put out on social media. Gandhi said, there is no path to peace. Peace is the path. And
my goodness. Oh, you did it right there. All right, Mark, hang on. I got a question for you. Now, Gandhi may or may not, but I want your perspective, because you are the historian, also the lawyer. The thing that I think we crave, actually, one of our hosts has a show called The Peace We Crave. The thing that we crave around peace, that thing, we have got to get that thing that's going on inside of us at peace. I was just having this conversation with Linda as we're trying to make flight arrangements. And I think I'm becoming a little sensitive as I get older. Like, I have a thinner skin. You know, I take tonation, and I just seem to be more porous. But then again, I thought about it and I thought, no, I don't think it's that. I think we all want to have peace break out.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
But don't you think the peace got to start with the peace inside of us too?
Yes. Yes. And there was a story in the news, an 85-year-old Israeli woman. Her name was Yocheved Lifshitz. She and her husband have worked throughout the years with the Palestinian people and getting injured Palestinians and sick Palestinians to make sure they go get to hospitals. And they were kidnapped by Hamas, and they were held, and she was released yesterday. And she said that initially when they took her, they beat her. I mean, beating an 85-year-old woman, it doesn't get lower than that. All right, that's like total scum. But the head of Hamas came into the tunnels. His name is Yahya Sinwar. Anyway, he's one of the most hateful people on the planet. I saw a video of him saying Israel must be destroyed, we'll kill Jews and all this. And this 85-year-old woman said to him, aren't you ashamed of yourself? She got in his face and said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And he didn't say anything to her. But then right before she was released, she shook the hands of the Hamas guards that were watching her. And someone said, why did you do that? She said, because they treated us well. Now, look, in the worst situation possible, being held by terrorists in an underground tunnel, she found it within herself to reach out to the young men. They're not the ones that abducted and beat her, but the ones that were watching her, to thank them for being humane. And it is behavior like that which gives me hope, because in the darkest of the dark, she found the light.
Yeah. I love that you did this. You know, Mark, today we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to go right to the phones, everybody. 1-800-930-2819. I don't talk about this that often. Linda is my producer for the show. She has been. And I do a lot of these shorter interviews for people, special, what do I want to call it? Special news kinds of things. For example, I interviewed Amy today, who wrote a book, just gut-wrenching, just these people that are doing great things. So this is where I'm going with this. When you have the lineup that I had today, and I'm there talking to Amy Joy about gunshot witness, the story of survival, you know, when you're talking about God or modern miracles of Tim Remington. So I talk to her, then I get on the phone. Okay. Brace yourself for what I'm about to tell you, because you get the good and then you get news like this. I have interviewed the people of PETA. Now, PETA is this incredible organization. Please go there, PETA.org. And I have thought, Mark, in the 20 years I have been associated with this, I have seen it all except for today. Do you know what the headlines were today? And this is why we do the shows we do. You and I are both activists.
Yeah.
But I want to make everybody aware, because for every atrocity, there can be an action that we take to stop it. We don't have to be on the front lines. So this is one of these things where I'm talking to Dr. Catherine Rowe and from PETA, Harvard Medical School. Okay, under fire, newborn monkeys stolen from their mothers and blinded. The money that went into this, people go to PETA.org/Harvard. No matter how many signatures are on Jane Goodall, everybody is trying to get it to stop. This one researcher has been blinding baby monkeys for 40 years. And I'm telling you, Mark, this is the day that I go through that people don't know about it, because part of what we do at this network is we shine a light. But you see this Dr. Catherine Rowe of PETA, she's like a little machine, beating the doors down, doing interview after interview. Now, if you guys want to do something, here's what Mark and I are saying today. You have to be prepared for what's to come, and you have to be prepared to do something about it. When we come back, what can we do for you? By the way, these are my anti-reflective glasses. You notice you can still see, but you're not going to see everything. They're my new glasses, Mark's saying. Really? Those are
no, they're working.
No, they're way
working
better.
Great.
They're better.
Yeah, instead of seeing computer screen, we can see your eyes.
You can see my eyes and a little bit of a something going on here, right? Santa should have given me these for the price they cost. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going right. Santa, where were you? We're going right to the phones. We'll be right back.
The Crystal Coach Show, sharing clarity, guidance, and practical wisdom with me, Anahata, every first and third Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. On The Crystal Coach Show, we channel divine wisdom through stories of service, spirituality, and stones for self-care. Feel connected and reside in the vibration of love. For more information and to connect with me, visit TheCrystalCoach.com. That's TheCrystalCoach.com.
Are you struggling with body image, aging, or grief? Hi, I'm Dr. T, and here to support you through life's challenging experiences. I specialize in offering valuable insights into the unique struggles and triumphs that accompany these sensitive topics. My expertise and compassionate approach ensure that you will feel supported and understood. Learn how you can receive guidance tailored to your specific needs and concerns. Visit me, Dr. T, at ccwithdrt.com.
Are you feeling exhausted and overwhelmed? Imagine waking up each day with confidence and energy. Dr. Rachel Sweet is a highly skilled epigenetic precision wellness coach to guide you towards enhancing your sleep, nutrition, and movement. Her book, Expressive Origins, holds the key to discovering that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to health and wellness. Let Dr. Rachel Sweet help you design a new lifestyle for your best living. Visit drrachelsweet.com today.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Cafe of Delight, conversations that enlighten and inspire with me, your host, Gail West. Tune into TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific. We are at the precipice of one of the most exciting evolutions in human history. On Cafe of Delights, you will hear from those that are actively working at the edges of local, regional, and global transformation. For more information on hope for a new reality, visit Gail West at SuccessWithSoul.com.
Let's do our theme song.
I was going to say, welcome back. We have a special guest with Dr. Pat. Come on, show everybody who you got.
We had a little Sadie. Sadie loves when I'm sitting in here doing the shows. Sadie, right? Say hi to Mark. You see Mark? Oh, you're looking at Linda? She, for whatever reason, she could sit anywhere in here, but she loves to sit here. What? Oh, she's just bored already. Don't worry, the show will get better. But you know, I mean, this is the love we were talking about, whether we're talking about humanity or we're talking about our animal friends, and now she's knocking my computer over. It doesn't matter. What you and I are committed to on this show is helping, period. Yes. And so that's why we do the live call-in show. Mark, before we go to the phones, we're ready to go. What do you have planned for people for the holidays? Because I know you got stuff going on.
Yes, I have a light circle, an online light circle, which is Saturday, December 9th, and there's still a couple tickets available. It's limited to 6 people. Visit my website at afterlifefrequency.com. And the nice thing about a light circle is that everyone is guaranteed a connection with loved ones in spirit. And then, of course, I'll be doing the psychic and the doc with Dr. Pat. And then 2024, wow, a lot of touring. I'm back on the road. I mean, so far, Rocky's got me booked in Phoenix, Sedona, San Francisco, Florida, Virginia Beach, and somewhere else I can't think of at the moment. We are really going to be hitting the tour circuit. And I'll be doing lectures and spirit communication events. But definitely, I invite everyone to sign up for my website by visiting afterlifefrequency.com.
And social media channels. And you know, sign up for Mark's newsletter, get all that done. And the circle, go to the website. One of our listeners called me, it had to be a couple weeks ago, and said, when are you and Mark hitting the road? And I said, they said, we heard you say that. And I said, I think we may have said it in joking. And she said, why? She said, you two are a riot. She said, how did she put it? She said, I haven't had.
Well, we do. And the thing is, we could take this show on the road.
Well, she said, Who did what's her name? Gloria Brown. Whose show was she on? Montel. She said, you two are like those two when they did the shows together. And I said, you know, thank you for the compliment. I said, you know, Mark and I, we love doing this show together. But our schedules are such, given what he's doing, and I explained this, and given what we're launching, we'll have to plan a special event and think about doing something like that. Well, but I just thought that was the coolest thing to say,
that,
right?
That is. Well, one of these conferences, hello conferences, because I know a lot of the people involved with them are listening, should invite Dr. Pat and I to do our own panel, and we can basically do a condensed version of the psychic and the doc on stage. We can take interaction with the audience. And I think that would add to any of these afterlife, any of these spiritual expos, any of these retreats. I mean, because there's nothing like this show anywhere.
Yeah. So. And we are really different. And but yet we're still our own person. All right. Now let's demonstrate it. Sierra, who do we have? Let's go to the phones. Thanks, Mark.
First up, we have Lynn from Florida. Lynn, you are live.
Hey, Lynn, welcome to the show. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm a little nervous.
Okay, I'm nervous too. I get nervous every time I do a show. Like 20 years, I still get nervous.
You do. Lynn, you got to realize that anybody who's all of a sudden you're thrust in front of the media, you're nervous. And I understand that they said Frank Sinatra used to completely come unglued. They said Madonna loses it before she goes on stage. They said Bruce Springsteen is like freaking out. And I'm like, okay. If Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, Frank Sinatra, and I could go on and on, lose it before they go on stage. If you're nervous, don't worry about it. And the way I look at that, Lynn, too, is your energy is up. And so you're, by being nervous, you're shooting a flare into the cosmos, telling your spirits, your folks in spirit that, hey, I'm doing this. So Lynn, how can we help you?
Well, I'd like to know how things are with a loved one that's passed.
Okay, now I'm going to open up to frequency, and sometimes the person you want to hear from the most may not be the one that steps forward first. So just let's go with who comes through. I'm getting a male energy coming through. Now, he could be on your generational level, which would mean like a sibling, cousin, you know, spouse or friend. And what I'm getting with him is I'm getting a strange sensation in my throat. So he was having a lot of problems with his throat and was swallowing. I'm also getting a nauseated sensation. Nausea can indicate difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. However, nausea sometimes is a cancer indicator. It doesn't always mean cancer. Hold on, there's more. And I'm getting that, I'm not getting that he had dementia, but prior to passing, something was going on which is affecting his ability to focus and to maintain mental clarity. This poor guy, he was in a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort. And I think that that distorted feeling, that was pain medication. I'm also getting a lot of, he was having a lot of pain in his GI tract and colon. So he was having a lot of issues. Do you recognize this person? Does any of this make sense to you, Lynn? I'm sorry.
Does any of this make sense to you? What Mark just described.
The pain.
Okay. And he is. This guy, I like this guy already.
My dad.
He's holding your dad. He's holding up. All right, super. He's holding up a shamrock, a four-leaf clover. Now, let me go through this before you respond. Generally, when I see a shamrock, it can mean any of the following. It can mean somebody connected to you or him of Irish heritage, or maybe you or he had visited Ireland at some point, some connection with Ireland or Irish heritage. It can be a reference to a Pat, Patrick, or Patricia connected to you or him because of St. Patrick's Day, which is in March, which brings me to, this could also mean a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to him, or you or someone close to either of you within the month of March. And it could also mean a significance to the number 14. It doesn't have to be St. Patrick's Day. Excuse me, 17, not 14, 17. February is 14. March is 17. So this could be the 17th of any month, or it could be, you know, 1, 7, 17, or 71. All right. So anything with March, Pat, Patrick, Patricia, Ireland, or the number 17?
March.
March. In what way?
That's when you tax.
Okay, so that's an identifier. So your dad's letting us know that this is him, and he wants you to know, I'm just fine. I'm just fine. He's talking about the strings. The strings have let go. In other words, all the ailments that were bogging him down. He says he feels fine. And I'm hearing, I'm on the road again, ba-ba-ba-ba. Remember that song from way back when? I'm hearing, I'm on the road again. All right, I feel like I'm in a car driving through the Southwest, like groovy, baby. All right, what is with the car trips? And look, I know most guys, we love cars, but there is something about him and a road trip or a car trip, but he wants you to know, I'm on the road again. All right, what is that? How does that resonate with you, Lynn?
I'm not sure, other than
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That he's just a happy person, and him sending that signal to you could possibly just be, I'm happy, I'm singing, he always whistles.
Yeah, but here's how you need to approach spirit communication. When something is presented, don't hyper-fixate on how it necessarily applies to him. In this case, it does. But if I say I'm on the road again, what immediately comes to mind, whether or not it applies to him or not? Go with that.
I don't know.
Are you doing any traveling coming up this year?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Dr. Pat, take it away.
Okay, a couple questions real quick. You're traveling. Where are you traveling to? You don't have to give me the exact location, date, and time. We're not going to be following you. But give me an idea. Where are you traveling to?
I'm going to Boston.
Okay. I got a question for you about your dad. What did he do for a living? Like a job?
Well, he was in the Navy. He was in the Navy for 20 years.
Oh, I love this show. When you start to hear, what's that song?
I'm on the road again.
What do we know about people in the Navy?
They're constantly
on the road.
They're constantly traveling. Yeah, they're on the road.
That's why I ask you about that, because Mark.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. So this is just a confirmation, but I want to talk to you about the Shamrock for a minute. The Shamrock for a minute.
Okay.
Now, you said you're going to Boston. I'm assuming that that's like a trip, or you have friends up there or something, right? And I don't want to keep you on here real long. Okay. Boston is a very interesting place, has a lot of history. And I'm going to ask you to spend a little time with the Shamrock energy. So let me explain what I mean by that. Given that Dad, like Mr. Navy traveler, I want you to spend a lot of time with the Shamrock energy. And I want to tell you, it's not what we think. We think it's green. No, it comes in burgundies. It comes in so many different colors. You know, purple, silver, gold. Comes in silver, right? Sometimes they're triangular, but do you know what else they are? They're heart-shaped. Now, I have one last question for you. What did your dad do? Did he have any quirky things that he would do, like with making a heart? Do you know what I'm trying to say? How did he express himself to you?
He just would tell me he loved me.
Okay.
He's very, very affectionate.
Okay. That's what I want to say. See, this is, you know, sometimes Shamrock, we talk about this and we talk about that, but it, you know, they become in heart shape. And I just want you to hold this in your heart, but I want you to spend a little energy with them. you know, I'm not telling you don't go out and buy 15 million shamrocks. You don't need to do that. they have a history, and they're just absolutely phenomenal the way that they grow, the way that they reproduce. And I want you to have a great time up in Boston. And if you go, please stop in Martha's Vineyard and say hi to my friend, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you so much.
Boston has a huge Irish population too. Yeah. So, yeah. And I believe that there's more to March than when her father passed. That may even be when she's traveling there. So,
Did you notice the cough I just got too? That's very, that rarely happens to me like that. I want to keep going. Do you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, Sierra.
Okay. And the next caller that we have is Eileen from North Carolina. Eileen,
hi.
You are live.
Hey, Eileen, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you from? North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina now.
Yeah, that's my mama's stomping ground. How can we help you tonight?
Oh, I was just hoping to get a reading if possible.
Let's see what we can do.
You've come to the right place, Eileen. There is a female energy coming through connected to you. And I feel that she may be on the level above you, which would be like the parent level. Your level would be, you know, sibling, cousin, friend. But I'm getting the level above you. And I keep getting tremors, or rather this woman, I get tremors. Now, this could be some type of neurological condition. It could be MS. It could be Parkinson's. But this woman was having the shakes, tremors prior to passing. I'm also seeing a woman that was quite elderly. She could have easily been late 80s, early 90s. She keeps showing me the number 92. Now, 92 could be an age. It could be a year, like 1992. It could reverse. It could be a year, 1929. It could be September 2nd because of 9 and 2, or February 9th. So with numbers, we always have to be flexible. And she was having a hard time talking prior to passing. I'm getting like, she could talk, but it was a real effort. Now, with her passing, she wants you to know, or she's communicating to me, it was no big surprise that she was going her physical life was coming to a close. And she said, oh, everyone was making such a fuss about it and crying. And she said, I was ready to go. And so while she was in a declining state of health, and I'm feeling lungs swelling up, and that could be congestive heart failure or some other issue with her lungs, a lot of pain in the back, she said eventually she just got to the point where she closed her eyes and drifted off. Do you recognize this person?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, do you know how long ago this person may have passed?
Instead of doing that, go with how the person passed. An older woman, around 90, led a good life, but she was ready to go when she went.
Well, it could be my grandmother's sister, only she was older than that, but I hadn't seen her for quite a few years when she did pass, so I don't know about the tremors or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. The tremors are real important. Any women connected to you, and it doesn't have to be a family member, it could be a friend as well. Anyone that had the tremors, because I'm getting the tremors, that is a really big deal. And if it doesn't...
I'm not sure if she had tremors or not, because I hadn't seen her before she died, and my family didn't fill me in on any details like that.
You're hyper fixating on it being a family member.
Yeah.
When a spirit comes through, they do not have to be a relative. So anyway, there's an older woman who's got the tremors. Just hold your horses for a minute. Let's get a message from her to you. Okay. She's talking about, now this could be you or this could be somebody else connected to you in this world, a lot of issues in the female areas. Now, you don't have to because, you know, you don't need to talk about your medical condition, but there's somebody, it's either you or somebody close to you that is having some discomfort, some medical issues in that area. And what I'm hearing from her is that the treatment will be successful. So whoever it is having these issues, she said, just ride it out, you know, follow your doctor's advice or that person's doctor's advice. The next thing she showed me is a big pile of walnuts. Do walnuts make sense to you in any way? Don't worry about how they apply to any particular person. But if I say walnuts, what immediately comes to mind for you?
That I can't eat them anymore. I used to love them.
And there you go. That's a verifiable fact following the message. Dr. Pat knows what I'm talking about. When a spirit gives us a message of an explanatory advisory nature. So this female energy who is connected to you in some way, I don't necessarily think she is a relative, but she could be. Anyway, she's coming through and she's telling you that whoever is having the issues in her cervical area, you know, the uterus, that area, that the treatment will be successful. That's the advice and explanation. And then when the spirit follows it up with an objectively verifiable fact, walnuts, you really like them, but you can no longer eat them. The verifiable fact of walnuts is how the spirit is letting you and I know that we have properly received and interpreted the message. And also she said, stop sneaking the snacks. You think nobody's watching, but we are. So you're sneaking something, some naughty things to eat when nobody's around because you think, well, it doesn't really count if nobody's watching. And she's not necessarily coming down to your case. She's just saying that it's not good for you. So I'll leave that with you. All right, Dr. Pat.
All right. So is Mark right about that? Are you like hiding the cookies?
Well, actually, I just lost 150 pounds. So
okay, good.
Not doing so much in the snack.
All right, good. Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. Thank what you. Does the number 11 mean to you? Anything?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I actually see the number
9 and 2 is 11.
All the time. And okay. I don't know if it's because of the 9/11, my brother was at the towers that day, but or did I always see 9/11, but I literally see it all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, no. So when Mark says 92 or 92, look, we don't have an encyclopedia. It's 11, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So whoever this spirit is, has got your number.
And I know their angel number is 9 and 11, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Well, I picked it up because it's my birthday number, so I would get that. But I want you to think about this a little bit because there's a message here from what Mark said, okay? But don't fixate on, tremors, different things like that. But this is a person that seems to know you, especially if they know you love 11. Got that?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
Could be 11 from Stranger Things, the Netflix thing, but I'm going to let you go now before I really get rude. Thank you so much. I want to keep rolling here, Mark. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Sierra.
And up next, we have Cheryl from Connecticut. Cheryl from Connecticut, you are live.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you? What part of Connecticut?
Hold on. Let me take you off speaker.
Good idea.
I'm in a small town called Chester on the Connecticut River.
You know, I love Connecticut.
Middletown and Old Saybrook.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I spent so much time in Madison, Connecticut. So many friends in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. I'm not far from Madison. About 10 minutes from Old Saybrook and 15 minutes from Middletown. I'm right smack in the middle of Route 9.
Oh, my. Well, okay. Don't play in traffic, though. How can we help you today?
Oh, wow. so many questions. I'm an intuitive empath myself.
Okay.
I'm curious if there's, I've just lost so many people. Yeah. I'm curious if there's anybody out there that.
Cheryl, have you lost your.
Step in and.
Cheryl. Is your All right, hold on. All right, I want you to take a deep breath and relax, okay?
Yeah.
And for not just for you, but for all the callers, try not to interrupt me when I'm working with a spirit. Okay, I'm getting a male energy coming through that feels like a father figure. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because he's like, boom, coming right on through. And let's see what he wants you to know. Now, this is weird, but cool weird. He just held up a card, which is the Jack of Diamonds. Now, each of the suits means something else. Hearts is love, clubs confrontation, spades means hard work. This is in my, how they work with me. But diamonds, the Jack of Diamonds is prosperity. Interesting. Diamonds are also the birthstone for the month of April. So this could mean, because it's a Jack, it could be a male name that starts with the letter J, connected to you or him, a Jim, Jack, Jeff, John, Joe. It could be some birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or him or someone close to either of you within April. Or it could mean something of a positive financial nature, a financial decision that you are in the throes in the process of making, and all of it feels really positive. So this is nice. This is a good one. All right. Anything there resonate with you?
Absolutely. I'm 100% disabled with Lyme disease, and
I'm
pretty poor, and I'm trying to raise cash to get treatment, and I don't know when I'm going to get that treatment. I don't know when I'm going to have enough money to be able to go. And I've been meditating and manifesting for prosperity and for health. As far as the J, though, no.
Well, hold on. Before we no, you got to always be careful.
Oh, okay.
And I always tell people, don't, you know, avoid the no syndrome, because it could be a J. What I'm telling you is those are the possibilities. The J could also mean perhaps, once again, January or July, but I'm figuring on April. Something's in April. I'm just curious, and then I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Pat.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
His birthday is in July.
There we go. July. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. Just got chills.
Yeah, well, the thing is, readings are like flowers. They bloom, blossom, they unfold.
Oh.
And the really hard part is, like, especially on these mini readings when Dr. Pat and I are on the air, I'll give something to people, no. And then I'll get an email 3 days from now, which is like the length of the New Testament, how everything comes through, you know. And I understand that when you're on the spot, it's hard to make the connections. So what I'm getting and is a GoFundMe campaign. Have you started one of those?
No, but I'm thinking about it very strongly.
Okay, because Dad is saying
for a while.
GoFundMe. Okay, now I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Pat.
Yeah. First, I want to tell you that I know up close and personal exactly what you're going through. Believe me, I do. I don't have time to talk about it on this show. I don't know if Mark and I will talk about it in the future, but I started an organization called Lyme Global. I was one of the first people in my state to really go up against our government, who insisted that Lyme disease doesn't live in Washington state. And I just asked him a simple question. Yeah. How does the tick not know to come across the border? That's all I wanted them to tell me. But the bottom line is, you're on a journey. Let me tell you about Jack of Diamonds really quickly. The Jack of Diamonds is a messenger. Okay. Mm-hmm. Curious messenger. See what Mark gave you? Mark, you call into the show, maybe not for what you think, but you're going to get some information. I want you to check in to organizations like ILADS. I want you to really do this. There are people out there that are I'm telling you. But here's the thing you should know. This is to let you know that you'll soon be getting news regarding work or financial opportunity. That's what this card means, by the way. Now, I'm just telling you, you got the card. But you got to let go of something.
It's going to come.
You got to let go of something. This is the most important part. I battled Lyme disease for 10 years, almost lost my life. I'm considered a miracle recovery. And I had the best doctor, Dr. Darvish, Dr. Ronnie, who, isn't that funny? I mentioned Dr. Ronnie before. Isn't that weird? And then this call. Okay.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid of change, but you're going to have to let go of something. I think what it is, I'm going to leave you with this. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. It's the hardest thing with this disease. It really is, but but it worked for me.
Yeah.
It's so difficult not to be in the disease. The only way I got out of it was I would write, I'm going to tell you the weirdest thing now. I don't know if you're going to do it, but remember, Mark, I told it on previous shows, I talked about how I 70 times a day, 70. Thank you, God. That I learned. And the hardest thing for me to do was thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the awareness of Lyme disease. Thank you, God, for helping me be an instrument. If you can try that, that is going to help you.
Gratefulness.
Okay, you understand.
I'm working on all of those.
I'm telling you about Connecticut. That is a whole nother show for another thing. But please reach out to some of these organizations, okay? And I'll get some information.
You know how expensive it is.
No, I know it's expensive, but believe me, Katrina Macris, I mean, there are people that raise funds on this, and I think you can do it. Okay, remember what I said to you. You got to let go of something, embrace the changes, right? They may cause you some turbulence, but don't be afraid of the change. Jack of diamonds, this is what it means. Everything is working out for your highest good, okay?
Don't be afraid of the change.
Don't be afraid of the change.
Okay,
be the
I'm
change.
Going through a lot of changes. Don't be afraid of the change. Be the change.
I know. Menopause will put you in a whole other platform, though. Yeah.
Well, I'm way beyond
Don't be
that.
Afraid of the change.
Afraid of 50,
Don't change be afraid is, of the okay, change.
Yeah,
change is inevitable.
Yep. And I want you to let go of the idea that this is hard for you to get the money. And I also want, I know you have this belief, okay? But you can tell me I'm wrong. I want you to let go of the belief.
I'm uncomfortable asking for it.
Yes.
I don't feel I'm worthy of it.
I was just, you cannot be uncomfortable asking for it. The universe is so abundant. Please. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
There's other sicker. Yeah.
You gotta give us a call and just keep us informed of what's going on. Okay.
I will.
We're on your team. Don't give up. We're on your team.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, asking you shall receive.
Holy cow, I had to.
You have a right to be healthy. Think of it that way. You have a right. And if anyone from the government is listening, and I hope you are, instead of attacking both, you know, each side of the aisle attacking each other, realize that there are diseases like CBS Sunday Morning did a whole thing on ALS and how the government doesn't fund research.
Not at all.
Congress doesn't consider hearing problems to be a health crisis. So people that are deaf and struggling with tinnitus, what you're dealing with Lyme disease, I mean, for God's sakes. Stop jerking around with Disney and drag queens and do something for the people. Whoops, I can't believe that came out.
Yeah, put your focus on humanity, people. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for calling in. Oh my gosh, please. I hope she keeps in. Sierra, I think we have time for one more. Oh my God, I know that journey, boy. I'm actually bringing back Lyme Talk Radio. Do you know I had a show, Lyme Talk Radio, and an organization?
I did. And, you know, we should bring on a guest and do a show.
Oh, get Dr. Ronnie on.
On healing. Yeah, get Dr. Ronnie on because Lyme disease, we can talk about that, but it there's so many other, like the special I saw on Sunday morning, the neurodegenerative treatments for ALS can also help people with Alzheimer's.
Oh,
hello.
I know. Okay, we're getting fired up. Sierra, who do we have? we got like 5 minutes. Who do we have, Sierra?
Up next, we have Charlene from Canada. Charlene, you are live.
Charlene, how are you?
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
Great. How are you? It's been so long.
I know, girlfriend, hiding up there in Canada. How can we help you? Let me turn you over to Mark right away. I don't want to waste any time. Go ahead.
Okay,
Charlene, how can
I
help?
Hi, Mark. I was just wondering if I could have a quick reading.
Okay. There's a male. Sure. There's a male energy coming through. Now, this is a younger male. Younger male, meaning I feel that he's on the level below you, could be child, niece, nephew. This could also be a male that you knew when you were younger. And I'm not implying that you're not young, but the thing is, I'm getting kind of a could be in his 20s, could be late teens, early 20s, but he had a very youthful appearance. And I'm getting this massive impact sensation to my head. When I get a massive impact sensation, what that can mean, Charlene, is that could be head trauma, but it could also be a quick passing. And what I'm getting with him is I feel dry mouth, what we used to call cotton mouth, a very dry mouth. And I'm getting respiratory failure, cardiopulmonary failure, dizzy disorientation, and he went boom. So this could have been some type of rapid onset of an illness, but this also feels very much when I do readings for people that die from something like fentanyl. It doesn't have to be fentanyl, but feels very similar to that. Do you recognize this young man? All right, let's broaden the parameters.
No.
Hold on, before we no into oblivion, avoid the no syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Any younger males connected to you, either in your family or a friend's child, or when you were younger, die very abruptly, very suddenly?
I had an ex-boyfriend that died suddenly and abruptly.
Well, how old was he when he died?
Pardon me? He would have been in his 30s.
In his 30s. Okay. Oh, I think we got him. Okay. Did he have brown hair? Not black, not blonde, but just brown hair.
Brown.
All right. This is him. All right. Okay. He said, I don't mean to laugh. He goes, "You didn't expect me, did ya?" All right. And that's how he said it. And it's not in a malicious or malevolent way. But he said that there was so much unsaid between us. And he said, "I should have said more. I should have let you know how much I appreciated you." But he also realizes that the relationship had run its course. And he said, "We needed to part ways." He said, "But I always regretted not telling you how much you meant to me and that you were a profound influence in my life." And with his death, he said that so many people in the wake of his passing said, "Oh, it was so pointless. It was so pointless." He said, "But it wasn't." He said, "That was my time." Now, he's shifting tracks here, and he's holding up a chess piece, and it's the knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, and it's the Black Knight. Interesting. Now, the knight can mean a whole lot of things, and the knight is also a horse. Now, horses could mean an interest in gambling, or it could mean somebody who likes horses or images of horses, or it could mean something with the logo of a knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. I know that sounds weird, but that is what he's showing me. Is there anything there that makes sense to you? All right,
when
hold on.
Said
go ahead.
Not
we're running
really.
Out of time. You got to tell us. Go ahead.
When you said gambling, he's winning. Like, I always win things.
Okay, that's it. That's it. You got to realize, you know, we're communicating with another dimension. And look, it would take me too long to explain. All right. So he was always obsessed with winning. And this is interesting. I don't know why he keeps showing me the chessboard, but he calls you the White Queen. the White Queen. That's how he looked at you. And he showed me an image of the Roman goddess Venus, the Greek goddess Aphrodite. They're the same thing, Aphrodite, Venus. I'll tell you, this guy really did hold you on a pedestal. And he said that the problem with you, ooh, here he goes, is that you don't value yourself the way you should, because you should look at like yourself on a pedestal. You should be treated like a goddess because you deserve it. Mm. That's his message.
Yeah.
He was like a knight to me. He was.
Yeah.
I loved him very deeply. Mm.
Apparently, he still loves you because he looks at you like he was your knight. You were the White Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have a little message for you. Do you understand the power of the knight? Do you know how the knight moves? The knight moves in an L shape, right? In chess. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you get these messages, it has to do with something else. I want to ask you a question. Have you been able to move forward in your life since this?
I've dated other people, but not really ever met anybody quite like him.
I mean, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a very interesting chess piece that was pulled. You know, it could move on any square on the board. It moves to different colored square. It's just that kind of thing. And when you're having something as dynamic as the Black Knight, as the Knight, you know what it is. They're moving, but they're vulnerable, and they're vulnerable to the pawn. And so I think there's a little healing work for you on this, right?
Yeah.
But the cool thing about the knight is you get something extra from it.
Yeah.
So you're going to, the message, I think, Mark, right?
Yeah.
There's something extra for you to do for yourself here, if that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. You guys are just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I wish we had more time. Yeah, I wish we had more time. But I would take a look at this, you know, jump two squares diagonally. Now, say that 10 times really fast, Charlene. Okay. and please allow your love to be clear and solid. Love does not die. I know, and sometimes it's painful. But thank you. It's so great to hear from you. Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. Take care.
God bless.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow, what a great show, Mark. Again, tell people again what you're doing to help them out for the season, please.
Yeah, I've got online Light Circle coming up on Saturday, December 9th. Visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. I think we've only got like one or two tickets left. So that way everyone's guaranteed a reading, and I get to spend a lot of time with everybody. And that's on my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And I'll be back next week with Dr. Pat for another episode of The Psychic and the Doc. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.